I'm only getting stuff out of my right side.
We get both on that though.
It's because it's connected to the.
Okay, camera. Then why do we even bother wearing these?
I don't know. I'm not gonna wear mine.
You know what? I'm not gonna wear mine either. Fine. We're rebelling.
All aboard!
Hey! Huh? Oops! What?
Hello, Internet. Okay, we're ready to start.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Collins.
Hi, Collins.
And welcome to episode 2 of Where Streams Come True, the show where we suffer through all the good and bad of the entire catalog of Disney Plus. Joining me are...
Cameron.
And...
Oh, me? Doug, sorry.
Yeah, it's Cameron Doug, everybody.
The host
of the round of applause for you guys.
We are the hosts of the hit show, The Wildcast.
Yeah, well, this isn't your show. But
I'm just plugging mine. Shameless plug.
I should point something out. As you, the viewer, can see, where Cody? Cody not here.
Yeah.
Are you going to call him out?
I'm calling him out.
Oh, man.
Because you can look back and...
We have the new evidence.
We have the evidence of me saying he said yes.
He's also sick, though.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't sick last week.
Well, he told me when he just went home just a couple minutes ago.
Oh, he's sick?
That he didn't feel very good. So
last week?
Just today.
Oh, well, so. No excuse.
But he also didn't sit in on the movie asked him to.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's that would have been good.
We'll get someone next week.
Cody, I love you to death.
I love you not to
no,
death.
No, you don't.
But close.
Collins loves you, just not as much as he used to.
Not as much. What, Doug, tell me while I check something that's vibrating in my pocket.
Okey-dokey.
Tell me what movie we watched this week.
We watched Tom and Huck, also known as the Disney version of The Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
Yes.
And it was it was a movie that was made.
I should say from the beginning, we are not a movie versus book podcast.
No, absolutely not, because that book is terrible too.
Yeah.
I've read it, but it's been a long time. So we're just not going to compare the two at all,
right.
If that's okay. Anyway, Tom and Huck was released, directed by Peter Hewitt, released in December 22nd, 1995. This was a Christmas release.
That surprises me.
It's a Christmas movie, right?
No, but it makes no sense. You know, when you search Christmas in Disney Plus, it brings up a bunch of stuff, and it brings up Iron Man 3 in there.
Yeah, because it technically took place like during Christmas, right?
Yeah. So, according to Disney.
Okay, real quick, before we go any further.
Yeah.
Are we gonna are you setting up the wheel to only do Disney or Christmas movies for?
You want
to
do that?
No.
Then no.
Okay. I was gonna say because you said yes. I was like, cool. I'm
if
not gonna be on the next episode.
Then, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, if a viewer requests it, obviously. But
no one's requested it yet.
Okay.
So the wheel is currently.
Don't do it.
The wheel is currently just.
Please no.
at its normal state, there were a few stuff that got added. A few titles that got added.
Collins uses words good. For a second.
So it's when I'm like, I'm thinking about the outline while looking at the outline at the same time. It's a whole thing. So, in the midst of routine hijinks, mischief maker Tom Sawyer and rebellious pal Huck Finn came across a shocking scene that ends with a grave result. They swear not to reveal what they saw, but that causes a real problem. If Tom doesn't speak up, an innocent friend may be wrongly convicted. But if he does tell the truth, a killer will keep his vow and come after him.
So I think we should point out
yes.
that it wasn't just an oath. It was a blood oath.
It was a blood oath.
Like they signed that in blood, which...
Mm-hmm. And it was at night. So technically it was the night of the blood oath.
The night of the blood oath?
So I was a nerd.
Did they... No, they didn't. They didn't sign it at night. They signed it the next day.
They signed it at night.
Was it at night?
It was at night.
Because they went immediately to the cave. Anyway, before we go into the full plot, have you seen this movie before? And what was your experience seeing it the first time or times and then seeing it now? We'll start with Doug.
So, yes, I had seen this movie before, and I'll be honest, scared the crap out of, itty-bitty Doug.
I can see why.
This scared me quite a bit. I was not okay with it. There's the part where – can we talk about, specific parts?
Yeah, you can.
I think it was the part where they were covered in mud for some reason, just scared me so much.
It just made us feel uncomfortable.
There's that part, and then the other part where you see the skeleton of the dude with all the treasure.
The pirate.
Yeah. Those two parts, put those together, and you have a recipe for Doug getting nightmares.
Skeletons are scary.
They are, especially when they have like clothes hanging off of them and stuff. Yeah, like that makes them so creepy. You can tell
they died.
You can tell it used to be a person. Yeah, it used to be a person.
You know,
not okay.
Fun fact.
Okay.
The original skeletons in parts of the Caribbean
were actually people.
They were actually people. Yeah.
Yeah, because it was cheaper to get real people skeletons than fake skeletons.
Yeah, because the fake skeletons didn't look good.
I thought it was because it was cheaper.
Well, part of, yeah, right. Also. Because, like, making good skeletons was really difficult back
right.
then.
Right, so it makes sense just to
Clash of the Titans and stuff, the skeletons look garbage.
I haven't seen that movie.
And there's, ever. I think, Defunct Land or something has a video about it. But yeah. There's a few that are still there, that are still real.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So there's some unnamed cast member that, went up real close with the camera and, like, looked at the...
Oddly terrifying.
It's cool.
Oddly
we'll
scary.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Anyway, you...
So I've never seen this movie before, so it's the first time.
No, it's your first time, huh?
Yeah.
How'd you like it?
I did not like it too much. The acting was pretty garbage. Especially with Huck. He had this, in the beginning, he had an accent that was pretty good, and I was like, okay.
Brad Renfro, then, yeah.
Also,
he slipped
his,
in
like,
and out.
His emotions were just like super dull. And I was like, I get that you're like, don't want to be a part of society. And you're supposed to be kind of like this punk. But, like, also, you have emotions.
You're a person.
Yeah. And he's just like, yeah, I can do whatever I want.
It's like the director was like, just there constantly being, you need to be angry.
Yeah.
You need to be angsty.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Like, don't smile.
Don't smile.
Anyway, I had remembered this movie, but I wasn't sure, like, how many times I had seen it. But as I was watching it, a bunch of stuff was coming back.
Okay.
I had... two versions of Tom Sawyer as a kid, and I love Tom Sawyer. I had, like, a really old, like, just barely out of black and white era one.
I feel like that one would be
where
cool.
Where Tom Sawyer was this, like, flaming ginger. And it was insufferably obnoxious.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I loved this movie as a kid.
Uh-huh.
I loved it a lot.
I didn't
realize that Jonathan Taylor Thomas was in Home Improvement.
Until
we were watching it, it's like this kid looks familiar. Like, hey, he's probably just another like you know Disney kid actor.
But yeah,
no, he was.
He is
under the tutelage of
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen. Oh, so, I almost said Tom Hanks.
I don't. Which one's the one with Jim? Is that Tom Sawyer?
That's the Adventures of Huck Finn.
Okay.
Yes.
So
actually, that movie came out before this one.
Yeah, so there's a movie.
There's a more movie of Huck Finn, but it came out before this.
I don't know if it's
a
Disney
one.
But Elijah Wood plays Huck Finn.
No way.
Yeah.
There's a version of that?
Yeah. It's like old. It's really old. I remember because I was watching it going, what? Who is this? Oh my goodness, it's Elijah Wood with a mullet.
Kid Elijah Wood. I could see that.
What gives it away is his eyes are super blue. Like, his eyes just stand out like crazy.
Elijah Wood's got them eyes.
He does got them eyes.
He does.
I use words good.
All right. This time, instead of just going through the whole plot, I'm going to take a pause after each paragraph so we can talk about it a little beat by beat.
Oh, okay.
Man. How many beats do we got?
Four.
Get comfortable. Hold on.
Get comfortable. Oh, this is actually a shorter recap than the last movie.
Is it shorter than last time?
Because it's got these, like, big scenes.
Uh-huh.
But Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire. It was just like, this happens, then this
That's
happens.
That's true.
This happens. It was... Okay. Anyway, the film opens with Injun Joe. And we are...
Gosh, dang.
That is the actual name of the character.
That is the actual name of the character. So we're gonna
just call him Joe.
I'm just gonna call him Joe.
Yeah, just call
him Joe.
Played
by Eric Schwieg. Accepting a job from Dr. Robinson, played by William Newman. Then Tom Sawyer, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, is running away from home. He and his friends ride down the Mississippi River on a raft. So that's the...
No, they don't ride down the Mississippi.
They ride down
some creek. They fall down the Mississippi.
Yeah.
But hit a sharp rock, which throws Tom in the water. His friends find him washed up on shore, and Tom finds it was Huck Finn, played by Brad Renfro, who pulled him to safety. Huck learns of an unusual way to remove warts by taking a dead cat to the graveyard at night, which, I mean, we all did that as a kid, didn't we?
Obviously.
They witnessed Dr. Robinson being murdered by Injun Joe.
No, by Joe.
By Joe. I mean, sorry. It is a Mark Twain novel, so you take those sort of descriptors.
Well, that, and it's a 1995 movie too.
Yeah, so that,
like back
that, yeah.
back then, it wasn't.
I don't even know if people would bother making another Tom Sawyer movie.
I mean,
ooh, and I could see an indie filmmaker doing it.
Yeah,
or like it's a like Netflix or Hulu or like another independent streaming service. I could see doing it. I don't think it would make it to theaters this time.
Probably not. I wonder. I don't think this one. I could check because Disney Plus does have under description for a lot of films that are like older. It says that it may contain outdated cultural depictions.
Yeah,
I do not think this one has one.
I would think so.
I mean, you would think so, wouldn't you?
With Joe's name, you know.
Yeah.
Just my opinion, though. I could be wrong. My opinion's generally wrong.
It doesn't.
Interesting.
Oh, but it does contain tobacco depictions.
Oh, no. So whatever shall we do?
Watch outdated then, right?
Out.
Well, it's got children tobacco.
Yeah.
Not just tobacco.
It doesn't talk.
I thought Huck was smoking.
Huck smokes in it. Yeah. Yeah, that's Huck's whole thing. He's introduced. And
he just does what he wants.
Freeloading. His dad's dead, but I mean, if you read the books, he's not really. He's not dead. But I kept.
You don't
want to
spoil a 200-year-old book.
I thought that his dad
was
alive, but he keeps okay. It makes the ending with Tom a little sad.
Yeah,
that doesn't last long.
Yeah.
Anyway, what did you think about? I was surprised. I had forgotten that there was a murder in this movie.
Yeah, I was too, and it was pretty graphic too.
Yeah.
I mean,
he got stabbed. You didn't. I mean, his back was to the camera.
Yeah,
the stab was technically on screen.
It wasn't as graphic as the one that happened later, though. The dude took a knife to the back
because
the dude falls and the knife is sticking out of his back.
I mean, it skips over because I believe that happens already. Is when Tom does the infamous painting the fence scene.
That just got glossed over.
In the book. That got passed over real fast because I'm like, are they gonna go back to that or something? But no,
they just went back to the marble he got from the first.
It was really just a way for him to get the marble in the movie, because I'm pretty sure there's something where like I was expecting his Aunt Polly to come back and like they had done a terrible job or to
catch
him.
That's what happens in the fable, right?
I think so. I think that's what happens in the book.
Someone comes in and gets mad,
yeah,
and so he has to do it all again.
Yeah. And during that scene or a scene later, Doug mentioned that what Jonathan Taylor Thomas was doing with Tom Sawyer is the type of archetypal character that they were trying to do with the last movie of the like, the hyper intelligent young person.
Yep. Like, hyper intelligent, doesn't care. He's too cool for school, basically.
Too cool for school. Literally too cool for school. Yeah. He comes in late and then does the whole
don't
make me sit with the girls.
And then sit next to the girl that he really likes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. That reminds me of like scout camp where
the movie or
No, like actual scout camp.
Okay.
Where we'd be like taking there's one time we were taking forever packing up or something.
Uh-huh.
And one of the counselors was like, "Hey, you need me to get the Girl Scouts to come over and help you?" And we were all like,
"Yes, please."
"Yes, please."
"That's a thing?"
Like, "That's a thing. We can do that." And he's like, "Oh, I forgot how old you were." Like, I thought that was an insult. I was always down for that sort of thing. I was like, "We hear about them, but we never see them."
They exist?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, now it's not Boy Scout camp. It's just scouts.
They did, however, skip over. I'm remembering this from the original, the other movie, that there's a scene where Becky, his crush, she gets in trouble, but he chooses to get spanked instead of her. He takes her place.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then that's what sort of instigates her liking him.
Huh.
She
shoves him off a bridge into 2 feet of water.
She shoves him off a bridge and then later feels bad about it and they kiss.
Is that what happened? She felt bad? I kind of got lost in that.
She kind of felt bad. There's a few scenes that didn't pair together too well.
Yeah, I feel like there were a lot of the movie.
She's walking in. She's like, "You can push me over if you want." And then he's like, "That does like some kid thing where it's like, you have to say you love me and then kiss me."
And then he gives her a doorknob.
A doorknob.
And it's she's the second girl who got that doorknob.
Yeah.
She's not, so she gets mad.
That was funny.
That was way funny.
I liked all this stuff with Becky. I thought she was pretty funny.
So I feel like she is the 90s version of Zendaya.
Yeah.
I do. Like
whoever that actress was.
Yeah, whoever she was. Like,
funnily enough, she is not mentioned at all in this recap. Because honestly, she doesn't do too much. She's there for certain scenes, but doesn't really have any direct involvement.
No, she is there because her father is the judge.
Yes. Continuing with the story, the town drunk Muff Potter, horrible
what a,
name.
What a name.
played by Michael McShane, is framed for the murder because he was there and was drunk, so he didn't.
Well, he was helping Joe.
He was helping, yeah, they were digging up a grave.
Yeah, and then.
Exactly.
And then Joe framed him by stabbing the guy with his knife.
His knife. That was pretty clever. I liked how they showed that instead of explaining it.
Yeah, they show
they
you.
They showed
that.
Him go for the knife and then
and then
over to Muff.
Walk over to grab the other guy's knife. Yeah. Yes. Didn't Muff got knocked out though, didn't he? Didn't Joe knock him out first? Or did he just pass out?
No, yeah, I think he knocked him out.
That's what I thought. Because
he got hit with a shovel.
He wanted a drink, but the doctor said no. Keep digging.
He wasn't actually drunk.
He was sober at the time.
He was sober. And he was hating it.
He was like, dang it.
So he is framed for the murder, and unfortunately, Tom and Huck had signed an oath in blood on a piece of wood, saying that if either of them came forward about it, they would drop dead and rot.
Too bad that didn't happen in the movie. That would have made it more interesting.
That was such a little kid thing.
Like. Throw a supernatural twist in there. I'm all about that.
The so duo then away. Goes on to search.
Didn't tell the truth.
Yeah.
Nah.
Search. Search is a difficult word for me, I'm finding.
Search?
Search. Like, whenever it's in a sentence, I can't say it. Anyway.
They
the
look.
The duo then goes on a search for Injun Joe's treasure map, which he found in Vic Merle's coffin, so they can declare Muff Potter innocent and still keep their oath. The only problem is the map is in Injun Joe's pocket. After
you gotta,
Joe
you gotta,
he first,
just, he's Joe.
I'm reading Indian. A thing and I can't think
he's
while I'm
is he Native American? American?
He is, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So
but
I still
feel
like you shouldn't be saying that in 2020, you shouldn't be saying that.
Yes. After Joe finds the first treasure, there's two?
Yeah. There was a little box of treasure. And then there was that big box they found in the cave.
Oh.
Oh, I thought that was the same box. He just moved it.
No, it was like a
tiny little box of gold.
Yeah, it was a little box. I remember that.
Anyway.
Because he puts it in
I don't know what they did with it, though.
Yeah.
It was gone.
It's still there. Who knows?
They, like, grabbed they it, just, and then they just...
They just doubled up. It's so weird. Oh, because, yeah, because he mentions the code of, like, 12 under the triangle or something.
This supposed to be a series?
Maybe?
Like multiple movies?
No, I don't think so.
Probably not.
I hope not.
Anyway, he burns the map and he discovers that Tom was a witness to the murder because of the marble. He warns Tom that if he ever told anybody what he knew, Joe would kill him. However, at the time, the entire town thought he was dead through a scene that honestly made no sense to me.
Yeah, which,
I do not
what
remember.
Is it? What's the one that... What made them think he was dead?
Because his hat was found in a ship... That crashed in the river. I do not remember how his hat got there.
I don't remember that either.
Because there's a moment where, like, I looked down to look up where this took place because we were confused about the river. And then I looked up
and they're
and it was
mourning
like,
his death.
And they were mourning his death. And it was literally less than a minute.
Yeah, I remember that too.
They wake up and they do the mud thing and then they head back. And they think he's dead. I do not remember the boat crashing. And it was Muff's boat anyway, or something like that.
Oh, it's when they follow Joe.
Yeah, they follow Joe. Do they take a boat
They took Muff's boat. I don't know if they took it back, though.
So they just cut the whole scene and forgot
that I guess, yeah.
There's some
continuity
issues with that scene.
I thought he died
even
from
those of us that were
the
paying attention
very
had no
beginning.
Idea
what's going on. That's what I was thinking. Like,
yeah.
Maybe he had a hat on it. Like
something. Okay, no, that's...
That's...
Boy, this movie's not good.
They thought
it was a movie that was made.
It was a movie that was made. We're going to be saying that a lot.
Yes, we are.
Until we get
the entire
like,
time
I
thought
Man
he was dead, and the friendship between Tom and Huck starts to decline.
I'm into
what about?
The friendship of Tom and Huck starts to decline.
Was it a friendship, though?
It's a weird relationship.
There's a lot of like, ups and downs.
Yeah. Due to the fact that their evidence, the map to prove Muff innocence, was while preserving their oath, is destroyed. So... Yeah, Tom wants to do the right thing. He doesn't. The whole thing with him, they're watching the funeral from the rafters in the church. And
Huck's telling him, like, you need to
he's like,
you need
like,
to
you should tell them,
it.
Like, they're all upset. Like, no one cares for me. You should care about the people who are upset about you. And he's like, this is funny. And then Huck just pushes him over and he falls through the rafters.
Well, and Becky, too, makes the comment, I wish he was around so I could kiss him.
Yeah.
And then
she punches him in the face.
Not like she doesn't just punch him; she knocks him out.
It's a very she pulls a straight up 1995 in that scene where she punches him in the face and then goes like this as she walks out.
Oh yeah, she does that.
She goes like that. It's like okay.
Yeah.
And then
oh man,
I like Becky. She's fun. Anyway, a bunch of stuff happens, and then the trial of Muff Potter comes. Tom decides that his friendship with Muff is more important than his oath with Huck and tells the truth to the court. I disagree. That's not exactly what happened. He seemed like he was going to back out.
Yeah.
He doesn't, like, it's sort of a cop-out through the writing, either Mark Twain's or the writer for this movie, of getting him to tell the truth because they just, he gets called to the stand for a completely unrelated reason just because Muff thinks that Tom will vouch for him.
Uh-huh.
Just because earlier he visited him in the cell.
Yeah.
And was like, I know you didn't do it. You're a good person. He's like, oh, thanks. So he calls him to the stand.
Uh-huh.
And then he's asked what happened. He's like, well, shoot.
Like, Rock hard place.
I put my hand on the Bible. And then there's Joe over there. And he's holding a knife in court.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I thought it was really funny, too. So he comes clean.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joe, you know, throws the knife at him.
Yeah.
And he blocks it with the Bible, which is awesome. It's
a very iconic shot.
And then also, though, no one else can get their guns or knives out in the time it takes Joe to walk across the pews and everything and dive out the window.
There's someone who's like, I've got my gun. No, it's too far away.
Well, and then you got the other guy, too, who's like struggling to get his gun out. He's like, oh, gosh dang it, I can't believe I tightened that this morning.
So
it was so weird.
Tom did got a fun Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney moment that I thought was fun. I was expecting it to happen when he stands up. He's like, he was stabbed 3 times, not 4. And I'm like, yes, he was. and then the coroner's like, I didn't tell anyone. I'm like, why didn't you tell anyone?
Why wouldn't you tell anyone?
Yeah. I think it was the doctor.
It was the doctor.
No, the doctor.
The coroner's dead.
I thought the doctor was dead.
Someone was dead. Whoever examined the body
saw
that he was stabbed 3 times but didn't tell the prosecution or the defense. Yeah,
didn't tell anybody.
Like, if the defense had known that, he could have said, oh, no, you said 4 beers.
This is early American law, though.
Yeah, like, it's not exactly the same.
They hadn't quite figured everything out yet.
Mm-hmm. So he tells the truth, and that whole scene goes, and Joe escapes.
And then goes back to the bar.
Yeah, it finds Muff innocent of all charges and goes after Injun Joe. As a result, Joe decides to hold up his end of the bargain by killing Tom. Huck becomes angry with Tom for their breaking the oath, and he leaves town.
See ya.
Again.
Yeah.
It's like the third time.
It's like the third time he's like, I'm sorry, Tom, but I'm leaving. That's how his accent goes. it's in and out. And then he leaves for good this time.
For goodsies. Stopsies for realsies.
No. During a festival the next day.
Because.
Festival? That's what it was?
No, it was like a picnic.
It was a, well, picnic. I mean, festival.
Picnic festival's the same thing.
Basically the same thing for.
It's a meal outdoors.
It's a small town where everybody ate.
It's a small town.
I wouldn't even call that a town. That's like a village. Yeah.
Okay. A group of children, including Tom Sawyer and Becky Thatcher, who's played by Rachel Leigh Cook, enter the caves, which, like, I remember watching that as a kid and wishing I could do that. Just go explore a cave.
But they're being chaperoned by the town drunk.
They're being chaperoned by the town drunk. And caves are already dangerous.
Who was drinking?
Yeah, and he was drinking at the time, too. Yeah. He had a flask on him.
He's like, it's good to be drunk again.
Yeah, he's like, what?
They go to the caves. And Tom and Becky become lost in a pretty funny scene
where
he's like, I don't know if you should go that way. You might get lost. Like, I do what I want and just leaves. And he's like, well, okay, I guess we are going to get lost. And they do.
Well, and then they're doing the echo thing.
Yeah, they're doing the echo thing, and she causes an avalanche.
Yeah, in a cave.
In a cave.
Well, rock slide. Avalanche is snow. Semantics.
Same thing. Who cares?
You're true. You're true. It is a rock slide.
You're true?
I am true.
You're right.
I think we all need a monster right now.
No, that would be the opposite of help for me.
Anyway.
His grammar would get worse. He's going to talk faster, and then his grammar would just...
They stumble upon Joe, who was hunting for Tom in the cave. I'm not sure I agree with that in the recap.
Yeah,
because it looked like he was going home or something. Yeah, like he was just going to find the treasure, and all of the kids just happened to be there.
Yeah.
It was a pretty, it was a comedy of coincidences.
It's convenient timing. It's like, did you ever see the movie 2012?
No.
No.
It's a disaster movie. And I heard described as boy, I'm glad I'm not where I was 5 seconds ago. Because they're just being chased by the earthquake and stuff. Like, there is just a whole bunch of, boy, I'm glad I wasn't there glad I wasn't where I was 5 minutes ago. Otherwise, I'd be dead.
And so Joe manages to trap them. And Tom and Becky manage to escape because of their small size. And they find the treasure, or Tom finds the treasure. And he tells Becky to go get her father and bring him back.
Doesn't show Becky the treasure, by the way.
No, he's like, he sees the treasure and then sees the escape. And he's like, hey, Becky, you should go get help while I pocket all of this. Which is, like, I love Tom. That's his mindset. Like,
anything he can do to get ahead.
He's like, hey, I get to rescue the girl and get rich?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. And then as soon as she leaves, Joe finds Tom and tries again to kill him. Huck returns to help save Tom and battles Injun Joe. And
that was not a battle.
Very disappointing scene.
Yeah. That was back before Disney was allowed to do violent things.
Yeah. Because we know that from a few shots that Huck is just as good, or if not better, a knife fighter than Joe. Because he's like, you know, throwing knives and stuff. Does not throw a single knife. He could have thrown it at Joe's back, thrown it at Joe's head, thrown it at anything. But instead, he just says, hey, goes down and pulls it out and then wants to go melee with him, which
and
is
then
a horrible
gets punched
idea.
In the face.
Yeah. Punched in the face.
He's out cold.
Then Tom, great move. He empties out the gold.
But we don't know this at this point.
But we don't know that. I figured that's what he did.
And we have to say, too, there's a bottomless pit.
There's a bottomless pit.
At this point in the movie.
Just casual.
Just showed up.
That's how it's described. It's described as an enormous chasm. But no, bottomless,
it's a bottomless pit.
It goes down to hell.
Yeah.
Basically. And I don't know how that sort of cave formation would work.
It doesn't.
But
that's
doesn't.
How.
I don't think it does.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to throw it over. And then he's like, no. He wrestles with it. And he falls in. But he's holding Tom's sleeve.
And the chest.
And the
chest. He pulls a golem.
Yeah, he's got like one in one, if you can see my other hand. And then Huck is pulling him, and then his sleeve rips off. He falls into the bottomless pit. And then Huck's like,
Tom. Huck has the other hand.
He says,
Tom, right?
Too bad we didn't get the treasure. And then Tom's like, I couldn't lift the chest because it was heavy enough, so I dumped all the treasure
out.
It was
too heavy.
So he died for nothing.
Yep.
And he just... They get everyone help. The townsfolk arrive. They help them out of the cave, and they
everyone
both just have gold
facts.
Like
yeah.
pouched
up
in their
shirt,
and
yeah.
nobody seems to ask.
No one
about
cares.
It doesn't say what happens with the gold.
It's like I think it was like a finder's keepers type deal.
Kind of, yeah.
But
I don't remember.
The only maybe it cost that much for Tom to get his fancy clothes.
Yeah, it does mention because he gets adopted by the widow.
But no, that's Huck who gets adopted.
Huck gets adopted.
Tom's getting
Tom
raised by his
grandma.
Tom gets
new clothes, and then he strips half naked.
Yeah,
in the
he's like,
and
screw
runs
this.
Yeah. The boys reconcile and are declared heroes by the people. Tom is praised on the front page of the newspaper, and Widow Douglas, played by Marion Seldes.
I'm not widowed.
What? Yeah, shut up. Decides to adopt Huck Finn, which if you've read the sequel, Huck Finn, you know how long that adoption lasts.
How long was it?
Not long. His
like
dad comes back, and then Tom runs away from home.
Oh.
I mean, Huck runs away from home. Tom is...
It's really confusing. Trying to keep track of who's who is so difficult.
And then in the third book, they steal an airship, and they fly to Egypt and stuff.
Sounds like a good time.
What?
Disney needs to make that movie.
Tom Sawyer Abroad is a treasure. It's so much shorter than the other books.
Is it?
And I don't know why Mark Twain wrote it. Because there's all this talk about... how he was going to write a third book that was them when they were older, you know, reminiscing
adults
and stuff.
Stuff.
Yeah, but no, instead they stow away on this ship, and there's a crazy inventor. And
that's awesome.
And
that's
they
great.
They go all over the place and have wild shenanigans.
That's so funny.
It's so dumb. So in your opinion, best moment, worst moment? Again, start with Doug.
My opinion, best moment, other than when the credits rolled, was honestly the spider, like when he puts the spider on his little brother.
That was funny.
That if I was the little brother, I would have done the exact same thing.
Just not move.
Yeah, I would have been terrified. I hate spiders.
And he says, like, it may be harmless, or it may be the worst spider ever. Only one
moving,
way to find
you'll find out. Yeah. The worst was the courtroom scene. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, but someone should have been able to at least grab his leg, you know?
Yeah.
Could have ended the movie right there.
He had plot armor for a good 10 seconds.
Oh, absolutely. He had plot armor, plot balance, you know, yeah, plot maybe. Speed.
And everyone else, guns jam.
Yeah, the guns jam. They can't get them out.
Granted, they were like old school guns, so they probably would have missed anyway, but at least get a shot off.
Yeah, at least, you know, at least wake him up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they would have missed. They were pretty close.
Maybe.
They were accurate of like 20 feet. They were within the 20 feet.
Maybe they had stormtrooper aim.
Yeah. Get him! Funny side note. So I got Fallen Order.
Yeah.
And there's a part where you can listen to the stormtroopers talking to each other.
Yeah.
And one of them's talking to this other one. He talks about how their rations suck. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, I mean, it's so bad. Like, it's messing with my focus. It's messing with my aim. And stuff. It was so funny.
That's pretty great.
It's a fun game, too. Hard, but fun.
Looks like it.
Anyway, tough one.
So, my favorite scene was the proposal, actually.
With the doorknob?
Yeah, with the doorknob.
That was pretty funny.
It reminds me of Peter Pan.
Yep. Yeah, with the thimble.
Uh-huh. The thimble's the kiss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Except it's a doorknob is an engagement ring.
Yeah, exactly.
She doesn't know it's a doorknob.
No, she's clueless. The complete idiots.
What is this?
It's your engagement ring.
It's a mystical brass piece.
Have you never seen a door before?
They had latches back then.
Sure, yeah, that's what it was.
Get that.
He lifted it from his grandma's house. Mm-hmm. It's his doorknob, yeah, actually.
Or he traded it, actually, because in the book, they traded a lot of random garbage.
Yeah, I mean, he got a ring, or not a ring, a marble for letting that kid do
the chores. Yeah, and the other kid's saying, like, he got it from this person, got it from this person, who got it from this person.
Yeah.
So what was your least favorite part?
My least favorite part...
Pretty sure that's not in the movie.
was when they first went to Huck's hideout. And he was, like, in that weird ravine thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
He's just watching Huck, like, just the introduction of Huck.
Yeah.
It's just so terrible.
Like giving, like, his philosophy.
Yeah, and you're like,
Speaking of which, how in the world did he get those tree branches to stay on that tree?
No idea.
That ladder that he has?
Oh, yeah.
How did that work?
Disney magic.
Basically.
Yeah.
He had one of those Disney Channel wands.
So, for me, my favorite moment was probably Tom getting pushed through the church roof and then punched in the face.
That was by Becky. Good.
That was pretty funny. And it was funny to watch, but my least favorite part is when they're spying on Joe in the haunted house.
Yeah.
Through the ceiling. Because the whole haunted house scene makes no sense. Because that's part of the whole, like, weird continuity thing where they just stumble upon it. It's like, hey, I heard this house was haunted. Let's go there.
Yeah.
And then it turns out to be exactly where Joe is heading as well.
Right.
And they
well, they the no, they there's a throwaway line that says the map pointed to this location.
Yeah.
That's how they find
that's
out
how,
to go
that's
there.
That's how Joe finds it. Yeah.
Well, that's how they get there too. Is they're talking about it.
Okay.
And Tom says that something makes more about sense. It to Huck.
And they're hanging out in the rafters, and they're trying
the
to use
fishing
line to get the paper.
And if it was, like, modern fishing line, okay, that makes sense that no one saw that.
He's using just, like, a string.
Yeah, it's a string with a hook.
And then Joe walks by, and they get his hat up, and the other guy's like, it's a ghost! And there's just a string.
Yeah, you just see
his two boys there.
Yeah.
And then it goes back down on his head, and he's like, it wasn't a string, it was cobwebs. Like,
yeah,
it was clearly someone pulling up your hat. Cobwebs.
Oh, those are some strong cobwebs.
Or ghosts do not. It was just.
Like I said, it was a movie that was made.
It was.
As unfortunate as that is.
So where do you want to rank this?
Did you look at the IMDb?
Yeah, what was the IMDb
score? Okay, you want some stats? Okay,
yeah,
before we rank it.
I have, like, I have my ranking, and it's going to be there no matter what, but I do want to know what IMDb said.
So, all of the stats. The novel was written by Mark Twain. The screenplay was written by Stephen Sommers, directed by Peter Hewitt, released December 22nd, 1995. Gross earnings, 23 million?
Okay.
Yeah, probably. 23,920,048. Runtime is 1 hour and 37 minutes. Fairly long. IMDb score, 5.5 out of 10.
Okay.
For reference.
That's understandable.
I don't. It's I do kind have of a open. Bad movie. They Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire has a 5.8 out
no
of 10.
No way. No.
I see. No. Okay, we're gonna go into my end of the rating now.
Oh.
I honestly, as much as I hate to say it, I think Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire is better than
Tom better and Huck. Better than Tom and Huck.
No.
If it helps, the Rotten Tomatoes score is 25% rotten. Audience score is 41% rotten.
Yeah, so it's certified rotten.
Yes. Jeez. So I'm going to be a contrarian. I'm going to put Tom and Huck above All right, Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire.
I agree with that.
You agree
with that? Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a tiebreaker.
Yeah, sorry, you got Derek. No, you're entitled to your opinion. It's wrong, but you're entitled to it.
So that brings us to number one being Tom and Huck, and my number two being Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire.
All right.
Alrighty. Any final thoughts before we spin the wheel?
It was a movie that was made, and honestly, don't waste your time.
Who was that kid that his little brother? Because I could have sworn he was in a bunch of other movies.
The actor?
His little brother looks familiar. I'm not going to look it up, though.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Can you look it up real quick?
I'm looking for Sawyers. No, he's not on the first.
Yeah, he's probably. He may not even be listed. All right.
Anyway, it was all right.
Yeah.
Let's find out what the next movie is.
Yes, Doug. It's your turn to spin the wheel.
All right.
So go over
that direction.
That direction.
Over there. Okay.
And spin it. We'll have a moment of silence as you do so.
Spinning.
Okay. Alrighty. Looking at it spinning, and...
Spin.
It is Hatching Pete from 2009.
That sounds awful on so many levels. No, it has no relation. If anything, it's Pete the Magic... No, it's Puff the Magic Dragon. No, is it Pete the Magic Dragon?
Is it Pete from, like...
Pete's Dragon?
Pete's Dragon, yeah.
No. Is it Pete from, like, Mickey Mouse?
I don't think so.
I'm going to look it up.
No, remember, we don't look it up.
What?
No looking it up till we watch it.
First, we have to give our... predictions.
Oh, okay.
I think it's about a person that hatches out of an egg.
It's probably safe to say.
Yeah, and that it's like mid-70s.
I think mine's going to be it's a 2009 movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I think it's going to be...
it's literally right there.
I think it's going to be a CGI movie about a chicken.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
Give your take first.
Oh, okay.
Go.
I think it's about Pete from Mickey Mouse.
Oh my gosh, I've seen this movie.
Is that the dude from Hannah Montana?
It's the dude from Hannah Montana, and then the other Disney Channel actor.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's about a person who is he's a high school mascot. Of a chicken named Pete, and nobody knows that he's the mascot. It's a secret identity.
Oh,
I hate to say I've seen this movie. Is this a DCOM?
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it's a DCOM.
We literally are getting like the worst.
The dregs, man. It's the dregs. Got to suffer.
So please submit a wheel. Anybody,
please
out there. Submit a wheel. Please. That is a decade. Previous,
just not
previous to the 80s,
not
or
Christmas,
post 2000,
not Christmas, not though. Christmas movies are overrated.
Do a Christmas
I would
one.
Take a Christmas movie.
Oh my gosh, we watched,
although if we could watch the Santa Claus 2 or 3, I'd be all about it.
2 or 3? Are you kidding me?
Is that the one with Tim Allen?
Yeah,
one, no. Not two, not two or three, only one.
One is cool,
one is the best.
I just know the actor who plays the elf, like the BA elf, the really cool guy.
Yeah, he's Jewish,
he's in Numbers.
Oh,
he's the really smart guy from Numbers.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman?
But
speaking
of Christmas movies,
what's Numbers?
I watched
TV show.
Okay.
As I do enjoy to consume garbage, especially on Disney Plus, I did watch a.
Do you have the key, Cameron?
What is he doing?
Just kidding.
I watched a Christmas movie called A Very Magical Christmas on Disney Plus that hits 0 to 100. In like,
does it?
Oh yeah, at the 45-minute mark, it gets wild. It's got it's got the mom from Elf as the main character.
Okay.
And it seems like a typical Christmas angel is gonna help out this family.
Yeah.
Who's doing rough. They're losing their house. Blah blah blah. 45 minutes in, they're at a bank.
Oh.
The bank gets robbed. The dad gets shot.
What?
He dies. What? The bank robber steals their car with the kids inside it and then drives it off a bridge into the river.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm going to leave it there. And that all happens within 5 minutes at the 45-minute mark.
Holy crap, dude. That's
I was like, eh, watching this crappy Christmas movie. He's like, oh, whoa.
There
were
some decisions made in that writing room. Okay.
And then it resolves in a way that might involve time travel. I'm not
Spoiler alert.
I don't want
to
watch
Did they do a time heist too?
Time heist 2, let's save our kids and dad dying. Yeah, and then like the mom's there and her entire family's dead.
Oh my gosh.
It's so bad. So yeah, we will be watching
Hatching Pete. I've heard of it.
Hatching Pete from 2009.
All right, let's slog through that one.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you like the show, please review it on iTunes or whatever podcast service you use. We got a new viewer from Virginia.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoever you are.
Thanks for watching, guys.
Thanks for watching. I don't know how you found this podcast.
Viewer, did they download it?
Thank you for finding it.
On Anchor, it just says view.
Okay. So, yeah. So, but they didn't watch on YouTube because it is on YouTube, right?
No, yeah. It was on iTunes, I believe.
Okay. Sweet, though.
But yeah, whoever you are, shouting you out.
Hell yeah.
No idea who.
I mean, heck yeah.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Email us. And at wherestreamscometrue@gmail.com, send your reviews or comments or submit a wheel such as a decade or a search term or a section.
Or a genre.
Or a genre. Whatever you want.
Believe it or not, Disney has multiple of those.
Yeah, you can submit the letter A and we'll do that.
okay.
Yeah, look forward to watching the new film within the next 2 weeks. Submit your review as soon as possible in order for it to be read on the show.
Get a shout out.
That's all for today. Thank you so much for listening.
I need a monster.
Bye.
I need a monster. Yes. Bye-bye.